teachers should be exemplary. The teachers should set a right example before the youth, in spirit, in deportment, and in dress. They should be attired in plain, simple garments, and their spirit should be as humble as a child's, yet pure and elevated, for they stand in the presence of God, to represent the character of Christ to their scholars. In the spirit of devotion, with tenderness of heart, they should look upon their charges, remembering that Jesus said, "Take heed that ye despise not one of these little ones, for I say unto you, that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven." The angels of God that behold the face of the Father in heaven are looking upon the children and youth, whom you, as living agents for God, are teaching the way of salvation. Think of this, superintendents and teachers, you are in the presence of heavenly angels, doing work the character of which will testify to your fidelity or unfaithfulness to Christ. If teachers would ever bear in mind that it is the Holy Spirit that must reveal to the soul glimpses of heavenly things, and that as they work in the Spirit of Christ, this heavenly agent is impressing the mind with divine truth, if they would ever realize that angels are about them, that they are standing upon holy ground, much more efficient work would be done in our Sabbath schools. The teachers would not be devoid of spiritual grace and power, for they would have a realization of the divine presence. They would understand that they were but the human agents through whom Christ was imparting his heavenly light. Their labors would be instinct with earnestness and power, and they would know that the Spirit helpeth their infirmities. The superintendents and teachers in our Sabbath schools must be converted, rescued from their habitual insensibility. The precious lessons of truth must not be taught in a tame, lifeless way, but, by daily communion with the Lord, by a reception of the bright beams of the Sun of Righteousness, life-giving power must be added to their efforts to win souls to Christ. They must continually keep the mind stayed upon Christ, that the thoughts and impulses may be of a spiritual character, and that their manner and method of teaching may be subject to the dictation of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit in its highest manifestation to men is to enable them to put forth their best energies, as God is working in them to will and to do of His own good pleasure. Without me, Christ says, ye can do nothing. The worker is not to be left alone. The Spirit of God is given unto him, that he may will and do of God's good pleasure, that he may make no provision for the flesh, to fulfill the lust thereof. Then, teacher, follow the leadings of the Spirit. As the Spirit of God draws the hearts of the children and youth, you draw with tenderness and love, inviting them, and pleading with them to give their hearts to God. The children and youth are Christ's purchased possession. He has bought them with an infinite price. Jesus loves the little ones. He looks with pity upon the young, for he knows how Satan will seek to attract them into the broad way, making it look enticing to their eyes, and Jesus bids the angels to take special charge of these inexperienced souls, in their homes, in their school life, and in the Sabbath school. The Spirit is continually striving with them, seeking to draw them to God, and the laborer together with God will feel his responsibility, and will earnestly work to win souls to Christ.